We've basically finished the halachot of Chodesh Elul, do teshuvah, and get ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's really all that there is to say. But before we talk about Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, there is another imminent Yom Tov that we will be experiencing together as a minyan. Be'ezrat Hashem, on Friday morning there will be a Brit Milah. It's a Yom Tov. We should understand the halachot of the Milah at least a little bit, a few days that we have to discuss some of the halachot and minhagim of Milah. So number one, Beit Hillel won because they always talk about Beit Shammai first. You should understand what the Ashkenazim do. Dama la'ashiv la'ashkenazi, and also to yourself when you ask these questions. So number one, Ashkenazim have this minhag on Leil Shabbat before the Milah, that they do this thing called the Shalom Zachar. A Shalom Zachar basically means that they have some nuts and some candy and they schmooze and have some beer, and they say some Divrei Torah at the table, Leil Shabbat, usually in the house where the baby is staying. If the baby's in the hospital, so then sometimes the grandparents make it, whatever it is, they shmooze, they say Divrei Torah. That's not our topic for today. There's a million reasons for Shalom Zachar. The answer is nobody knows. Okay, moving on. Next. Alpi the Zohar, the Gemara, and other sources, this is actually rooted in Halacha, there is a minhag to have Shemirah, the night before the Milah. Shemirah means that you get together you learn Torah all night long in the house with the baby, where the baby is staying. So, for Ashkenazim, that's called a Vacht Nacht. Vacht means watch, Nacht means night. Just to explain, and they basically get together and they say Kriyat Shema with the baby, and they sing some songs, Hamalach Goeloti Mikora, etc. That's basically what they do. We do the same thing, just a little bit differently. This is where the halacha, at least it started off the same, but the minhagim branched out in different communities in different ways. We call it the Brit Yitzchak, where we read through the various passages of the Zohar and other sources that describe the Milah. And we split it up amongst numerous guests. Each of them reads a little bit, and therefore, you can cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time. If you don't have numerous guests at your Brit Yitzchak, Hashem Ya'azor, you will definitely be up all night long, as you are supposed to be. Depending on how many people you can have, you should have Divrei Torah, singing, light some candles. There are different minhagim that we do for the Brit Yitzchak. There is a inyan of having a seuda discussed in the Posekim, but ultimately, Rav Avadya, these paskins, it is not a seudat mitzvah. Now, while you're doing that at the Brit Yitzchak, by the way, guys, you will totally be judged for your skin color by this and get a phone call sometime in your life or more by an Ashkenazi rabbi, rebbetzin, and who knows what, assuming that you are the Rishon LeZion and you know everything about these minhagim. And you have no idea. You might have just had a baby yourself or not even yet. And you will be asked about this. So it is important to know. We don't do the Shema business. We don't do the rabbi business. Hamalacha goel. We don't none of that. Have a seuda a little bit and learn some Torah. That's what we do, preferably all night long. If you can't do that, okay, you'll figure out what to do. Rabbi Ike Sultan, had a Brit Yitzchak on Leil Shavuot. So that one year, that was perfect. We all stayed up all night long anyway. And the actual Brit Yitzchak took 25 minutes because we had like a minyan and more in his apartment. Usually when I have a Brit Yitzchak, Aruch Hashem, this is our fourth one, I usually fall asleep. But depending on whatever, it's not easy to do it on your own. Okay, but if you want the text, by the way, there are a million mohalim who have websites as their business cards, and they have the entire text of the Brit Yitzchak right there. So it's a Google away, it's not so hard to find, and then you have a mohel's phone number in case you need someone in Eretz Yisrael to give you a milah. Now, one of the opportunities that a Brit Yitzchak affords is that you get a minyan present for the yoledet to recite Birkat HaGomel. Usually we assume you have to be fully recovered in order to recite Birkat HaGomel, but for a Yoledet, usually we don't go all the way and require a full recovery. A week after the baby is born is fair enough. If you don't have time for that, the Brit Yitzchak doesn't work out at the Minyan. So Yom HaMilah, at the Seudat Milah, the Yoledet should recite Birkat HaGomel. It was a pretty life-threatening experience that she has, Baruch Hashem, been saved from, so she should thank Hashem. The Gemara says that you recite a Tova Mitiva having a baby boy. The minhag nowadays is that you don't. You say Hashachianu at the Milah. We say Hashachianu at the Milah, so it covers it. I happen to have purchased the brand new Talit, and it only came now, so I have to double up my Hashachianu. I can't do them separately, because I'm only going to get it on Friday morning when my parents come for the Brit Milah. Finally, it is only the night before. If you have a Milah Nidchet, it's not Bizmana. Let's say for whatever reason, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't seem to be, but let's say our Milah was pushed off from Friday to Sunday, so the Brit Yitzchak will not be Thursday night, rather it will be on Motzei Shabbat. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen V'Amen. After I gave that quick halacha, one of the boys came over to me, he said he's from Montreal and he's Moroccan, and he wanted to know, what about the sword? So I said, what sword? So he said that we have this sword, that while we're doing the Brit Yitzchak, whoever is reading the piece of the Brit Yitzchak holds this sword, and we pass it around the table of the Brit Yitzchak. I said, oh, interesting. So I looked in Magen Avot. I have Mordechai Levhar, the Rosh Kol of Link in Los Angeles, and Rabbi Levhar discusses in Magen Avot on Yeredeya in Sivamir Samechei how their minhag was to have a tahdid. A tahdid, which not only on Leil Hamilah, but really every night that the baby is home, somebody comes and sleeps in the home. And again, for Shemira, which tahdid apparently, I looked in Google Translate, at least in Farsi, means limitation and restriction, so maybe it means Shemira also. I don't see a real translation here. But the idea is that this person will, at Chatzot Laila, the friends who are staying there, these people, will recite Pesukim, Hinoam Hashem, etc., Yoshev Eseter Elyon, Hamalach Goel, Mizmor Shir HaMa'alot, etc., Birkat Kohanim, and someone will stand there with a sword and walk around the baby's bed and say, Vabaim Zachar Nekeva Mikol Asher Ba'o Kasher Tziva Oto Elohim, Vayizkor Hashem Ba'ado. But nowadays, Rabbi Levhar notes how, you know, most people, they just do it the night before the Milah, and etc. And he even quotes here how Rabbi Shalom Esas, in Shem Hashem again, thought that the term Brit Yitzchak was really just, Minhag Ba'alma. But the Tahdid is the Ikar thing, apparently. Okay, I'm not an expert in Moroccan Halakha, but I just thought I would add this in. How this boy walked over and Baruch Hashem added a wonderful thing, addition to the Halakha. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen v'amen.